polling stations across Egypt close on Monday night at the end of the day of the first day, that is, of the presidential election amid a low turnout. Former Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and leftist politician Hamdine Sabahi are vying for the post of head of state. Sisi is predicted to sweep to victory since he received 95% of the votes cast by the Egyptian expatriates. The election comes nearly a year after the army toppled the country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi. Now, Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood and the pro-democracy groups are boycotting the election. The move has led to a low turnout than the election that brought Morsi to power. But government denies that there has been a low turnout. Still, Prime Minister Ibrahim Mahlab has declared Tuesday a holiday to encourage participation in the elections. Let's cross over to Cairo and speak to our correspondent Karim Gamaluddin, who joins us via Skype. Now, Karim, tomorrow, that is Tuesday, is going to be a holiday in Egypt to encourage people to come out and vote. Are we going to see an increase in participation? And are we going to see an increase in the protest movement as well?
Well, Kaniza, as you mentioned, the low turnout of the first day of voting has prompted Ibrahim Mahlab to announce Tuesday a holiday in order to encourage the voters to take to the polling stations. But I don't think that the turnout on the second and final day of voting will be even higher than on the first day, even though there were some unconfirmed reports that were swirling around that the High Election Commission might extend the voting for a third day. But following the announcement of Ibrahim Mahlab that Tuesday is an official holiday in order to encourage voters, it is not expected that the High Election Commission will even add another day to the electoral process, which has lacked the participation of the Egyptian youth, which represent an integral part or a large portion of the voting power in Egypt. More than 60% out of the 53 million eligible voters are the youth who were categorically absent from the voters on the first day. But it still remains to be seen what if the second and final day heralds any surprises. Yes,
okay, our correspondent Karim Gamaluddin reporting from Cairo there via Skype. Karim, thank you for updating us.